Crossing the Threshold, Pathways to Human Fulfillment. This is Michael Riberty. As each of us pursues our own unique pathway in life, we walk on common ground. This ground of our being is the goal of our journey today on Crossing the Threshold. We'll be joining Katie Marks on an interdimensional journey to the root of personal and collective empowerment.
I feel that people have to really learn to take responsibility for what's going on in their lives and for creating change and learn about how to become empowered, and that's something that has been lost through a lot of conditioning. There are many paths to gaining back our power or to gaining back that feeling of connection and wholeness, and that's what a lot of the movement is about, that a lot of people are involved in now.
Katie Marks is a body-centered transpersonal therapist, certified polarity practitioner and stress management consultant in private practice since 1971. Her work synthesizes techniques from many disciplines, catalyzing and facilitating personal and spiritual growth and transformation. Her training includes gestalt, polarity, bioenergetics and spiritual healing, as well as studies in sound, color, and crystal therapy, NLP hypnosis, women's spirituality, and shamanic Native American sacred traditions.
I see at the root of all of the traditions that there is a seed that everybody has in terms of really working on their own inner process and inner transformation. And I think there are many forms that we can draw from. And what I feel I have done is, in my own process, I have drawn from different traditions as they have felt comfortable to me and then moved through them. And I feel that part of what we're coming into in this new age is really going beyond the old forms into creating our own forms, perhaps even in the moment, nothing that necessarily even has to be fixed. And that we have a lot to learn from the Eastern traditions, from many of the new forms that are starting here, and also from very, very ancient shamanic practice. What I really want to help people to do is to find their own way of actualizing their process. And sometimes that means creating a form or a ritual that could be very earth-centered in the sense of having to ground it and create some kind of ceremony. And other times it can be done more on mental levels. For me, bringing in the spiritual is a very important element of it, but not necessarily to call it that, but to have people really connect in with their soul source place. I got very early introduced through Sufism to the concept of going beyond individual form toward the one, toward that oneness. And I really feel like that's the key for us, and that once we feel that empowerment within ourselves, then we can project it out and work more on a planetary level. I think there are a lot of people who want to change what's going on the planet, but they're not looking inside and making the changes they need inside themselves. So that's my main focus, to provide that link, to help them connect inside so that they can really open out.
Thank you.
particularly women, have gone through a process of really losing that connection, maybe even more, and the society has gone more into a masculine mode. And now what's beginning to happen is that the feminine energy is needed to come back into balance. And it's women especially who need to come back in touch with that. So I do focus a lot on women and their own empowerment, but also developing the feminine in men as well. It's basically the feminine energies that just need to come in more strongly now. And I feel like part of what this new age is about is coming to a balance of masculine and feminine energies in a way that maybe we haven't ever experienced. There was a period where the feminine was much stronger in the goddess, and then it's gone sort of into a masculine cycle. And what we need now is really to find that balance that comes into even a more androgynous space. And we talk a lot about Mother Earth and needing to work with Mother Earth. And Mother Earth is a feminine energy that we are here on this planet. And so we need to relate to the Earth from that place of the feminine and understand our relationship to it and how to bring that balance.
So what you're talking about then is very consistent with the Gaia hypothesis, the idea which is really circulating about these days, that the Earth is a living system. It's a living being. It's Mother Earth. And we need to realize the nurturing qualities of the Earth for our own well-being, for the well-being of the planet as a whole.
Yes, and to really come back into what has been called the Earth religion, or the consciousness of reconnecting to all the different kingdoms, getting more attuned with the animals and the plants, what the native people really brought here that we have kind of put aside. And not that we have to do it in exactly their way anymore. I think we have to create our own new synthesis of this. But it is very much related to connecting with the earth energies and the natural cycles. Besides honoring the natural life cycles of the seasons and also the changes of the moon, I feel like we have personal rites of passage that have been neglected a lot, that we really need to come back to in our own way again. One of the things I try to focus on in groups and individually is to have people look at ways that they want to be honored and felt maybe that was lost to them. Certain life changes that come for them that need some kind of expression and perhaps ritual or ceremony, and it can be very simple, but it's a way of grounding that for themselves so that it's acknowledged and supported. Another area that I feel helps open this process is working with sound and with movement and with nonverbal ways of connecting. Just finding our own tone, our own song, our own chant. It's a very deep way of connecting with that energy, and many invocation type of things do use sound, mantra, chant. So I find that I do use that to create a sound field in a way to help create that environment.
So there's a group energy field and pattern that emerges in your workshops when the group is working together. How do you see the interrelationship between what is going on in the group and how that affects the individual? Because I imagine that since each of us has our own unique path,
There are some vibrations that we're tuning to in the group process that we're relating to, you know, more specifically for ourselves. How do you see the relationship between the individual's process and the group process that's going on?
Well, that's something that I'm always looking at, and that's one of the challenges of working with individuals in a group. In the group, what I find is that there is an energy that takes over, that goes beyond any one individual's expression, that does create a kind of a support and an ambiance, you could say. And I try at the same time to give a lot of space to each individual to move through those energies in whatever way they need to. If, for example, they really need to scream, that there is space in that field for them to do that, while someone else may be in a very ecstatic space that on the surface seems very different, but they're both moving through certain places in themselves that need clearing. But I think the important thing is to not impose such a tight structure in the group that people don't feel that they can move in the ways that they need to. And if there's a space created that people see that is just a skeleton or a framework from which they can take off in any way they need to, and that they, their own symbology and whatever is going on in their own inner landscape, in a sense, can do whatever it needs to, and that they feel that there's permission for that. Even though they are in a group, each person is really going on their own inner journey.
We're crossing the threshold together today with Katie Marks on this interdimensional journey to the root of personal and collective empowerment. So since your work is so multifaceted and you are drawing from so many traditions and disciplines and creating this total environment, and when you're working with groups, the convergence of so many personal journeys, personal quests coming together and contributing to this total energy field, it sounds like the only way to really be able to take advantage of this rich profusion of energies that is coming in is through a kind of intuitive process, I would imagine. Somehow or other, the individuals that you work with have to be in touch with their intuition in order to effectively work with the energy.
Yes. I think that what I try to do is to open the person up to their way of connecting with their own inner world. And I do provide some different pathways for them, or different techniques, you could say, that they can explore. For example, the whole system of chakras is one of the things that I will teach, so that they can get an understanding of the different energy vortexes and see what issues they have and where they may be stuck and how they can clear their chakras, let's say, would be one possible pathway. And then there would be other frameworks like that. For example, working with a drum and taking them into the more what's Michael Harner now is doing with people, these shamanic journeys where you connect with power animals and get different kinds of guidance from this. So that's just a couple of examples. Also, just opening to whatever images and symbols come through as we work. And I do work through the body often, using polarity therapy as one of the tools that I've been trained in, and also some of the background I've had in bioenergetics. So working with the body-mind connection.
So used to understanding the human being in terms of really, I think, two aspects. On the one side, the spiritual, on the other side, the physical. And I think this goes very deeply into the roots of our Western culture and philosophy and educational system, and that is the dichotomy or the dualism between the physical and the spiritual, or the body and the mind. But the way I understand what you're saying is that rather than looking at the human being as split into two categories like that, you're seeing the human being as one whole being. It's a continuum. It's one whole being that expresses itself in many, many different ways, through many different modes, many dimensions, and many aspects and facets of our lives. And this is what you're describing as the subtle bodies and the subtler energies.
Yeah, I think that we have separated out body and mind, partly because that's been a symptom of our culture, especially since Christianity, where we've tended to talk about things in dualistic terms and fragmentary. And I think it can be useful just to isolate those for ourselves, because sometimes we have to separate them in order to understand them, to bring them back together. And I think that's part of where we are now in this synthesis process that's coming into the new age. Ultimately, things really begin on a very subtle and energetic and mental level through our thought forms. There's a saying, where awareness goes, energy flows, and that awareness is part of what happens on the mind level and then begins to move energy through and then eventually becomes crystallized into what we could call matter. So by beginning to work at the awareness level, we can affect the energetic level and the physical level more directly. But also sometimes by working more directly on the physical and the energetic, it will also stimulate the mind level. So I really see them working together.
Well, I'm thinking of the evolutionary purview of reality, that the physical and the biological levels are really foundational to the higher levels of the psychic and the mental that evolved out of it. So what we have is in the physical, the germ seed or the latent potentiality for the psychic to emerge. And perhaps this is something of what you're talking about with Michael Harner and the shamanic journeying, that we can't go forward in life from a psychic foundation alone. We have to ground it in the physical and biological dimensions.
Yes, I think especially now, since we have been so out of touch with that dimension, that for a lot of us, there is a need to bring it down into that earth awareness and earth consciousness. And there is a danger with a lot of psychic stuff to stay very, what a lot of people term, astral, and get caught up in a lot of things that really ultimately keep the split going and get us very spaced out. And I think a lot of the drugs that we did also did that. And so the way to move that energy through and to physicalize it is to bring it down. The shamanic journey is one way to connect those spiritual energies into the earth more directly. Taking journeys into the underworld automatically kind of grounds it in a certain kind of way. Ritual is really a way of grounding certain kinds of intentions that we have by doing certain physical actions and invocations and using elements which are very physical. So in that sense, we're also, in a way, physicalizing spirit and spiritualizing matter. And in fact, that's a lot of what the shaman does. It has that ability to travel and go out, but also to bring things back in a very, very practical way.
Katie Marks offers personal consultations and facilitates a variety of workshops, including Women, Wisdom, and Power, a women's spirituality and healing group, Opening Up, a spiritual growth and healing group, Healing with Color, Sound, and Crystals, The Chakras, Keys to Personal and Spiritual Growth, Sound, Song, and Spirit, The Healing Power of Sound, Ritual and Transformation, Creative Visualization Stress Management Workshops, and Therapeutic Massage Reflexology Workshops. For further information and to register for workshops, call Katie Marks at 449-3305. That's 449-3305.